very uncomplimentary that they were coarse and not very desirable.
What about she's quite lively?
That means gay and gregarious.
What any distinction between using lively with young people versus old people?
Yes, she's a lively young girl, and you wouldn't usually say that about an older person. There are some, but
if you said it about an older person, it might have to do with health, or
no, just somebody that's just does a whole lot and busy all the time.
Right. The opposite of easy would be.
Easy, you mean like the word to do things easy, would be hard?
I guess it has the idea of
easy going
about something. Have you ever heard anyone use that to say
worry? If you're easy going, you wouldn't worry. If you were the opposite, it would be a worrier.
Right, put the prefix un in front of easy, and how does that mean?
Uneasy, yes. It means ill at ease.
Ill at ease, in the sense of
Just not sure of themselves, no self-confidence.
Have you ever heard, I'm uneasy about him to mean I'm worried about
yes.
him?
Yes, very good.
I'm afraid. Does this mean actual nervousness?
Not exactly. It's just more of an expression. I'm afraid that might happen is common expression for just you anticipate something.
And if you were talking about a child that perhaps, or a person who is a child, didn't like to be in the dark, how would you mm-hmm. say that?
He is afraid of the dark.
And in the past, a long time ago, when he was little, he...
He was deathly afraid of the dark.
All right. He was in the habit of being. He, all through day after day, year after year, he used... She's not now, but she...
Are you still talking about afraid? Oh, he's not now, but he used to be afraid.
And the opposite of that, he...
Quite brave now.
And could you use still, he used to be afraid and still using used isn't, to be, but make it negative.
He isn't afraid.
In the past?
He hasn't been afraid.
If someone is not careful, we say he is very...
Well, not